Welcome to Razzle Dazzle Radio here at the HCC Dragon Studios. Yepity doo da. It's spring, 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 and I'm
Yay!
Thrilled. And I am going to sign up, really, for the Razzmatazz tap dance shuffle off to Buffalo and learn the techniques of tap dance from my co-host and co-director here, Judy Templeton, who's sitting right next to me, and she's sitting right next to my guy, Mo Dutterer.
Well, when is that?
It's starting June 6th.
You got lots of time to sign up, so come on, shuffle
Great.
Off to Buffalo with me. And now we have a chock-full program, lots of guests, and we're not even going to tell you. Stick around for the surprises.
It's always a special treat to be back here at HCC with some of my old students. Not really old, but former students. And one special one is Janelle Cree Broderick. Now, I know you as Janelle Cree from the old dance days. Mm-hmm. And a little story real quickly that she was I was really impressed with her dancing, but she had a voice to die for. And I can remember that dance music concert and good memories, Janelle.
Oh,
welcome,
thank
welcome.
You. Thank you. It's a pleasure.
Now you wear a different hat.
Yes. These days, I am known around campus. I'm the director for the Horowitz Visual and Performing Arts Center here at Howard Community College, and still trying to remain active in the county creatively as well, and have been directing the past couple of years, which is sort of new to me, relatively speaking, in my theater career. But it's been a pleasure. I've been working with Red Branch Theater Company on a couple of productions and having a great time remaining active in the community.
I just read a review by John Harding on the Mad Libs Live program mm-hmm. that you've directed and are currently working on. And you have Tiffany sitting next to you here, and she's working on this
mm-hmm.
too. So talk a little bit about it. But it was nice to hear good reviews from local theater and support for Red Branch and all that you do over there.
Absolutely. Tiffany is the managing director for Red Branch Theater Company. And she reached out to me a couple of months ago asking if I would be interested in directing Mad Libs Live. And that was new to me. So looking into it, I learned how fun it is, because the premise of the show is there are four high school students who are competing in a American Idol-esque competition called Teen Superstars, and they're singing these numbers to be rated and judged and win the competition. And the premise is that one of the characters who's supposed to be writing the songs has forgotten to finish the songs and needs the audience to fill in the blanks, which they
wow.
do.
That seems like a lot of fun. Tiffany, how'd you come up with the idea?
Well, we got a notification that Mad Libs Live was available for licensing, and I had followed the production since its inception in New York a couple of years ago. It had a short off-Broadway run, but I grew up playing Mad Libs, which is this fun little word game that comes in books as a little kid, and so it really struck on my nostalgic chords in deep inside me.
I remember those from the car trips that I took with my own
yes,
kids. Right?
Yes, yeah. exactly. That I still have fond memories of Mad Libs in the back of my parents' van as we were road tripping. So when we saw that it was available for licensing, we jumped on it. We're actually the first theater outside of New York to produce it. And Janelle, having three young girls herself and really being kind of inside the mind of young people and having had great success directing Peter Rabbit for us a couple of seasons back, she just seemed like a natural fit for someone who could do this production justice.
How are your darlings coming along in their ballet classes?
Very well. Thank you. Thank you.
Tiffany, talk a little bit about your background.
Certainly. I was born and bred in Howard County. I graduated from River Hill High School and then went to Towson University to study music. My background is in voice, but I've been music directing pretty much since college in local theater, and then also took over a lot of the administrative and management duties at Red Branch Theater Company some years back. So I get to dip my toes both administratively and creatively in the arts.
And it was neat that you found Janelle also.
Oh, yeah.
Just wrap it up a little bit and tell everybody about the dates and what else, because we got to get this on right away so they can get out and see this and what's up next.
Certainly.
Absolutely.
Mad Libs Live runs for two more weekends. So we actually have performances starting Thursday, March 30th through April 8th. We run Thursdays through Sundays. We have Thursday and Saturday evening shows are specifically for adults. So those are the unfiltered, unedited words, which make for some fun show. And we'll also have some adult beverages that will be served before those shows. And then Friday evenings and Saturday and Sunday matinees will be for family audiences.
It really is a lot of fun. That's one of the blessings of this show, is that you can have family, you know, kid-friendly performances. The five-year-olds can enjoy it. And then the adults, the college kids can enjoy it for a different reason. There are 90 parts of speech used in every performance. And it's just a blast every hour.
And I hear you have a good pianist who can accompany over there. Is that correct?
Oh, yes.
Is he still doing that?
There's a couple. Tiffany is a music director sometimes, Dustin Merrill. My husband has worked there, I guess, recently. Evil Dead, he music directed. So, there's a good team.
Family and friends event. Great. Yeah. And then what else is coming up in after this?
Certainly. So we have three other productions in 2017. Our season is entitled Mad About You. So we have Lysistrata Jones, which runs in August, and then The Bridges of Madison County will be in September and October, and we'll end the season in December with Madagascar, a musical adventure, which is being directed by another HCC faculty member, Jenny Mayle.
Of course. So it's a HCC connection, and you guys are connected to HCC. You have an agreement, which is a terrific thing. Terrific thing for the arts. Everybody should know about that if they can get in. Thank you, Tiffany. Thank you, Janelle. And before I let you go, some phone number, website, so that we can end it with that.
Definitely. 410-997-9352. You can call for tickets or you can get them online, redbranchtheatercompany.com. And Red Branch, we spell theater, T-H-E-A-T-R-E, redbranchtheatercompany.com.
And also on Facebook.
Yeah.
Well, we've gone from the adult Mad Libs over at the Red Branch Theater to the longtime Toby's Dinner Theater, which hosts children's theater. And we have a special guest here, and I love this woman. Janine Sunday, I have listened to you, watched you. I think you're brilliant. I know you've been nominated for so many awards. It's a pleasure to have you in the studio today, especially to talk about children's theater.
Aww, thank you. Thank you. I'm happy to be here. So, yeah, I've been, I do all the booking for Toby's Youth Theater. This is a program. People don't even know that Toby's offers exclusive youth theater, and it's been going on for over 25 years. So what we do is we really try to keep our pulse on the curriculum in Howard County. And we don't just serve Howard County. We serve Montgomery County, Carroll County, PG, pretty much all of them, who's ever willing to make the drive. And we try to tap into what they're studying at school and offer shows throughout the school year that can connect to the curriculums that are being offered in all the different counties. But we really do focus a little bit more on Howard County because that's where we live. That's where we're based. And for example, usually what we do in the fall is more geared toward the first or second graders. We love to have messages that they're studying in school about friendship and any kind of anti-bullying message is really, really important to us. You know, if there's poetry involved, anything, a science lesson, anything that we can tap into, that's usually the age group that we cater to in the fall. In the winter months, for Black History Month, we always do something. And for the last 2 years, we've offered Most Valuable Player, which is a story about Jackie Robinson. Now, that's not a musical. It's a straight play, but it's really, really well done, and it's been very well received for the last two seasons. And we just opened our spring show yesterday. It is Seussical the Musical. I'm obsessed with it. It's so good.
Well, you know, if you drive by Toby's Dinner Theater in the morning and wonder what is going on at around 10 o'clock, you're going to see a myriad of preschoolers coming off of buses and clamoring on. And I've been a part of this, and I'm planning to bring my granddaughter to see Seussical. But it's just so wonderful because we're going to be talking about how important the arts are. And this is where you turn them on right from the beginning.
Correct.
Yes. So there's a lot going one though than meets the eye with planning this. So.
Oh yeah, it's a lot. So I have. I feel like I'm pals with a large number of teachers in this community.
I bet.
And no one has time to talk. So we're sort of pen pals, if you will. And we email each other and we get these groups together. And, you know, blessings on the teachers. They have to jump through so many hoops and go through so much red tape to book these trips. But I think that they think it's important. And I do anything I can to help them push these trips through if it means extending monetary due dates or just whatever I can do to make the process easier, because I want the kids to come. That's my goal, is to get, you know, their little bodies in the seats so that we can start them off young. Because it's really wonderful, especially for Seussical, to read these stories. It's a mashup of so many Dr. Seuss books. And then to see the story come to life with music and costumes, it's just thrilling. And Seuss was a genius, and it really appeals. I mean, we have the little kindergartners and the preschoolers all the way to high school.
Yep.
Because Seussical offers something to many, many age groups, and we have them all coming. And there's not a whole lot of room left, but we still have some dates in May that we would love to fill. If anybody is willing to give me a call or email me.
Well, you know, you are a one-woman wrecking crew, because I've seen you, okay? So I've seen you meeting and greeting yes. the teachers and the children, and then I've seen you literally switch your hat and jump in into the show. So she is a director, she's a manager, she's an administrator, and she is an actress as well. So, but the shows are high quality, as everything at Toby's is, and it is just a great way to turn your young child onto the arts, because once they see it, they want to be it.
That's correct. Yes.
Is the number to call 410-730-8311? Is that an okay number, or do you have something to add?
Actually, it's strange. We're connected, but we are separate. So the best way to get to me is email, and that's youth@tobysdinnertheater.com. And I always have to remind people that theater is spelled with an R-E, so it's theatre.
Not theater.
So it's youth@tobysdinnertheater.com, and I am a one-woman show, so that comes directly to me. And if you'd like to call, my number is 240-456-0247. And I am happy to get you in there.
Is this the last show for the season, Seussical, before
it
September
is.
Comes
We run
in?
Seussical all the way until May 25th.
Okay.
We have a couple little seats here and there. I have a couple of dates that haven't even booked yet, which means that we're offering shows, but no one has booked yet. So there's still some room in May especially. But March and April are doing really, really well. Our ticket prices are so reasonable. If you have a group of less than 20 people, by the way, it's not just for school groups. If you want to bring your child on a day or take them out of school or a day they don't have school, it's $13 a ticket. You kind of can't beat that. If you have your group of more than 20 people, the price goes down to $10. And in fact, I do have a public show on Monday, April 10th of spring break. And it's a lot of mom's groups that said, we really want something to do on spring break. And kind of brick by brick, I built an audience. And it's just little groups of friends that have gotten big groups, and now they got the cheaper ticket.
That's great. All right, call now, Seussical at Toby's Dinner Theater. This was Janine Sundy with the Toby's Youth Theater.
And this is Mo Dutterer taking over for Carolyn Kellerman and Judy Templeton. We finally got them out of the studio, and they are out there resting their vocal folds. And we have with us right now Jeremy Goldman, who is the president of Silhouette Stages and a tour de force actor here in Columbia, Maryland, and bon vivant around town and all of those sorts of things. Jeremy, welcome.
Thank you. Glad to be back.
We are always glad to have you back. As you just said, that we couldn't have a two-minute conversation. I think the last time you were on the radio show, we sat here and talked for about 30 minutes solid.
Yeah, I think it got edited
exactly.
A little bit.
Well,
but, you know.
It did. You know, well, they shouldn't do that. You know, just let us go for an hour, and that takes care
go.
Of two shows. What are you up to now?
Oh, we've got a lot going on over at Silhouette Stages in the Wild Lake Village Center. Our next production, the big thing we're working on now, is Legally Blonde.
Well, what did you just finish?
We just closed a musical called Lucky Stiff,
okay,
which went really, really well.
Anybody get hurt?
No. Everyone Good. Survived. No major injuries. Audiences loved it. Great reviews. Had a very successful silent auction.
Yeah. Tell me really, about really the silent auction in one sentence. What happened in that thing?
The silent auction, we donated all of the proceeds from the silent auction to an organization called the Canine Humane Society, which is fantastic. It was a very nice size donation. Mm-hmm. We do silent auctions at all our shows. People donate items and services and different things, and audience bids on it, and we donate some of the money to other charitable organizations.
Now, do you think there might be a silent auction along with Legally Blonde?
There is, and I'm happy to announce that we will be donating a portion of the proceeds for the silent auction from Legally Blonde to an organization called Emily's Gift, which is a scholarship fund that was set up in the memory of Emily Biondi,
who was
a very frequent performer at Silhouette, who passed away last summer.
She was one of my Lakers girls.
She was. She was in Spam-A-Lot most recently.
Sure.
So we're very, very happy to be able to support
that
organization.
Yeah. And if there's anyone out there that has some items that they would love to donate, gift cards, memorabilia, husbands, wives, to work for a day, get in contact with SilhouetteStages.com, and we will gladly take your item. So tell us about Legally Blonde. Who is directing, choreographing, and what's going on?
Yes, Legally Blonde. It's a great production team, great cast. It's being directed by TJ Lucasina. And we've got an assistant director, Chris Cabrera, who was most recently seen as the monster in Young Frankenstein. It's a really, really strong production team. We've got a makeup person, a wig person. Choreographer is Ricky Lacewell. We have a music director, Nathan Scavilla, who also did Young Frankenstein. Really, really strong team.
Great.
It's going to be great.
Right.
Yep.
Good. And when does the show play?
The show opens. I've got my notes here because I do not want to mess this up. The show opens Friday, May 12th. And runs for 8 performances.
Okay.
Closes on May 28th.
Okay. So basically the last 3 weekends of May.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So if you can't make one, you can make the second weekend or the third weekend. And the third weekend, I believe, is Memorial Day weekend.
It is. That's
correct. Great. So you don't have to go anywhere. You can come and see Legally Blonde.
Right.
Wonderful. Now, I also understand, by way of Judy Templeton, before we kicked her out of here, that they are also doing Legally Blonde at the school for the, what do they call it? The conservatory at Wild Lake this summer. That's not the correct term, but they're doing it at Wild Lake in the camp. And I think you have an announcement there also, don't you, about Natalie?
Yes. There's a person, Natalie Joy Johnson. She was an original member of the Broadway cast of Legally Blonde. Mm-hmm. She's actually on the original Broadway cast recording, which is really cool. Currently performing in Kinky Boots on Broadway. She is going to be coming down back to Columbia. She's a Howard County
She graduated
herself.
From Mount Hebron, actually, and she was Ziegfeld's Best in 1997 when we did Will Rogers Follies, when I played Will Rogers. And we've seen her a couple of times up in New York.
Okay.
She's a wonderful gal.
Great. So she'll be coming down to Slayton House to do a musical theater workshop. We're selling tickets, $15, which is an unbelievable deal. And she's going to do a workshop, a Q&A, and then she's actually going to sit in on one of our Legally Blonde rehearsals to give some feedback.
Yeah.
So
great.
Very excited about that.
Yeah, that's wonderful.
Yeah,
very
it'll be
good.
Great. Really, really fun event.
Yeah, she's a great girl. When Barb and I saw her in Kinky Boots, we were visiting for about 45 minutes outside the theater, and I thought she would say, well, I've got to go and have to catch a train or a bus or something like that. And she said, well, I've got to unlock my bike. And here was her bicycle locked to a pole in front of the theater. And I said, well, where do you live? She said, I'd like up 120th Street. Like, we're talking up in Harlem. She said, but first I have to go to a birthday party for one of the cast members down in Greenwich Village. Well, if any of you know anything about New York City, from 42nd Street downtown to Greenwich Village and then back up the 120th, this girl's going to get 20 miles on the bike after 10 o'clock at night. So she's half nuts, but she's wonderful.
Good. Well, she'll fit right in with Silhouette Stages then.
You're exactly right. I love it. So, well, thank you, Jeremy. It's always good to have you here. And I'm hopeful for the best of success for Silhouette Stages. And don't forget, get those silent auction items in to SilhouetteStages.com. Thank you.
Thank you.
Rachel Straub, I am so excited to have you here because you are the director of Camp of the Arts, and you too are doing Legally Blonde. Who knew? 2 Legally Blondes this year.
We're super excited about this production. This is our third year with our new model of a full-length musical show built in under camp, and we thought Legally Blonde would be a really fun show. The last 2 shows we've done have been way more classic.
What I love about you, Rachel, is you care about the same things as me, and that is bringing arts to the youth in Howard County and beyond. And both of us have talked about our concern of how the arts are being cut in schools and our responsibility to keeping them thrive. And you are certainly doing that, because tell us a little bit about what you've done to promote this and sort of your views about how the arts should be for kids.
Well, I think first and foremost, the arts should not be competitive. So much of childhood now is stressful, and so much of childhood now is competitive. At Camp of the Arts, our number one goal is not to put on a show at the end of 2 weeks or 3 weeks. Our number one goal is to build confidence and to build friendships. When you talk to any of our campers and you say, what's your favorite thing about camp? The first thing they say is the friendships that I have here every single summer. And when I talk to parents, they say they have their own Facebook chat group and they talk all year long and they can't wait for camp to start. So as long as we can continue building those relationships, in my mind, camp will be a success. But overarching, the spaces that children have to practice risk-taking, to practice looking at things from different viewpoints, they're shrinking, and they're shrinking rapidly. So if we can give kids a safe space to try some new things, to put themselves out there, and to make some friends in the process, and I think that's a great program. Mm-hmm.
And you are doing your job for sure. So I have to say that Slayton House is near and dear to my heart. I have been there running my own business, Musical Theatrics, for a long time. And my friend Mo, sitting here next to me, has had Silhouette Stages there until he just passed the baton to Jeremy, who we mm-hmm. heard from. So we really, really want to promote that Slayton House is really the first place that the arts began in Columbia. I mean, I feel like James Rouse is smiling down still on us. But interestingly enough, we have to work harder at keeping that alive. And as you say, taking the competition out is what we're doing here on Razzle Dazzle Radio. We want to show you all the opportunities in the arts so that you can find a place. I've always said, when people said to me, you know, oh, I don't know, maybe I want to take this class, I always say, you know what, I can't give you everything. Whatever you want to do, tell me. I'll refer you. If you think you need to go elsewhere, you need to learn to sing, you got to go to Mo, okay? So anyway, so I love that you are taking that and that you are promoting it. And you are still have a full-time job besides the Camp of the Arts, right?
Well, I just finished my degree from University of Maryland in Baltimore County. My focus there is on resource equity. So I focus a lot of my work on kids, both at Camp of the Arts and in my personal research that I do. But then I also have some other responsibilities at Slayton House as well at the front desk. And what an awesome just kind of, you know, segue that you made about Slayton House being one of the first places in Columbia that we've managed. This is like the first year that Camp of the Arts and Musical Theatrics and Silhouette Stages were all kind of teaming up together to do some really amazing things, and Columbia's 50th birthday party.
Right.
Yeah. So we're celebrating what's been a part of Columbia for 50 years while keeping the idea of partnership and collaboration going in a brand new way.
Yep.
Yeah. What a great idea.
Yep. So, Rachel, okay, you've made changes for the camp. So tell us how campers can get involved and how you've made changes in the sessions and so forth.
Definitely. So this year, we are adding a one-week session called Improv Week. It's a pilot program. It's going to be very, very small. We're waiting for the final HCC school date ending. I believe it's the 14th, barring any more crazy, freaky weather, but who knows what can happen.
Right.
So that is slated to start on June 19th. This will not be a performance-based camp. This is going to be a one-week camp for kids to come in and learn some theater skills, learn some improv skills, some games, kind of get their feet wet and get comfortable. This is for the camper that can't commit to 2 or 3 weeks, which we've been hearing a lot about.
Sure.
Broadway edition is next, and that will be June 26th through July 14th. That's when we're going to do Legally Blonde. That's our three-week session. And for the camper, that's a little more experience. They're ready to do a full-length musical. They're ready for just a little bit more. And then we have our Rising Star sessions, which are sessions 2 and 3. That's how we end out our summer. And those are the more traditional sessions that our return campers are used to. They're abridged musicals. We break campers down by age group, and we rotate through the day, dance, art, music, and have a production the last 2 days of each session. And if anybody is interested in registering, they can visit www.campoftheArts.org. They can always call me at Slayton House, or they can email me, which is camp@wildlake.org.
And they can get you during the day because you're there at the front desk.
This is true, yes.
So what about the Legally Blonde night?
Oh, we are so excited. Jeremy, president of Silhouette Stages, he has offered a 50% off promo code for campers who are registered in our Broadway edition. So we're going to have a Slayton House Day on May 21st. Campers and their parents can get tickets half off, and I will be there that day as well in a surprising get-up that our campers will get to see when they get there. I'm going to keep that a secret.
Can Carolyn and I get a discount for being blonde?
Of course you can.
Okay.
Never legal.
Okay, that would be just great. Rachel, thank you so much, because you are truly an asset to Slayton House and to our community, and especially, as you say, in this 50th year of celebrating Columbia, and really the very first place that the arts came alive. The stage in Slayton House is still my just most favorite place. It truly is. So thank you so much.
No problem. Thank you for having me.
After hearing all those wonderful guests and the history of Columbia's art scene, we have to do a show, a retrospective. Let's plan on it. Next show, maybe, or the one after that for the 50th celebration.
Definitely, yep, Judy exactly. Garland. We're going to do a show. You got it. All right.
Well, this is definitely the season of theater and of performing arts in Howard County, with the end of the school year coming quickly. And over the last 3 weeks now, there have been 12 high schools that have presented some very high quality and expensive productions. And if you didn't get a chance to see 1, 2, or 12 of them, shame on you, because they're really, really wonderful theater, and you do not have to go to Baltimore or the Kennedy Center to see it. We also, just this past Saturday night, had the celebration of the arts here at Howard Community College. Always a wonderful event, and rising stars. We had eight of the original 15 winners that came back and competed. Six of the people come back. So, but that was a very nice event also. I just wanted to mention that.
And here locally at the college, now I hope this will get out before it happens, but we can talk about it after. But it's worth mentioning the Improvaganza, the three-night improv festival. And of course, Sue Kramer has been working for years to make this happen. So this is really something that I hope that by the time you hear the show that you have gone to.
Well, I see something on there that says if you come to Improvaganza, there's also $1 beers available.
Oh, well, I know you're coming.
Be a lot of people there.
That's the Gonza part of the improv. And HCC Dance Company, Chaos in Motion, and it's choreographed by the HCC Dance faculty. And that is going to be Friday and Saturday, April 7th and 8th at 7 o'clock, and a Sunday 3 o'clock matinee. And for sure, that is not to be missed, because the dance faculty here are just superb. So catch those events here locally at the college. We love the arts here, and we're so glad to be able to tell you all that's going on. It's Razzle Dazzle Radio with Mo, Carolyn, and myself, Judy.